Welcome to the Business Coach Podcast, an advice-oriented series that tackles the top issues and opportunities facing Canada's small businesses. I'm your host, Ian Portsmouth, the editor of Profit Magazine, and we've developed this podcast in cooperation with BMO, Bank of Montreal. If you check out Profit's annual ranking of Canada's fastest-growing companies over the past decade, it's hard not to notice the proliferation of business service providers on the list. A lot of entrepreneurs have built vibrant enterprises thanks to the growth of outsourcing. It's long been the domain of big business, but outsourcing has been catching on with small business in recent years, often as a way to cut costs in a brutal economy. However, expense reduction isn't the only reason to outsource. In fact, it's not usually the best reason to outsource. But even if you employ the right outsourcing rationale, the relationship between you and your service provider must be managed to deliver positive ROI. Blair Severn has been a practitioner of outsourcing for the past 15 years, first as a corporate executive and more recently as a consultant who helps assemble outsourced teams to execute corporate strategy. He's the president and managing director of Azure Corporation in Newmarket, Ontario, from which he joins me by phone. Blair, welcome to the Business Coach Podcast.
Thank you very much for inviting me, Ian.
So, Blair, what makes outsourcing valuable to small businesses? As I said earlier on, it's often looked at as a way to cut costs, but that's not the only benefit.
No, absolutely. For small businesses in particular, it can be a very financially effective way to operationalize a business, whether you're at startup or early stage, or even if you've been around for a while, but you are trying to take it to the next level. And it can be financially effective for different circumstances. So one circumstance, for example, is operating capability that requires a significant capital investment. As we know, getting capital for small businesses is always a difficult thing. And by outsourcing, you can often keep your capital free to, you know, invest in more important areas, growth areas, that you can utilize your capital in a better way. A second reason might be to keep your costs variable and give yourself an exit ramp. We commonly advise, as a general rule for our clients, that keep your costs variable wherever possible when you're a small business. A common reason why small businesses fail is they get themselves boxed into a fixed cost structure that affects their revenue. So if you can keep your costs variable by outsourcing, you always have an exit ramp where you can eliminate a cost you just can't afford. And thirdly, a capability you just don't really require on a full-time basis. It's really not cost-effective to have something that you don't require on a full-time basis and hire it internally and then have them not fully productive. This often happens with expensive talent or executive talent. One of the things that we often provide for clients is when they need an executive, they need the level of sophistication, but they just don't need an executive there all the time. So we are often hired for operating officer, general manager positions where they would value the sophistication, but they just can't afford the sophistication as an employee.
Now, I think in that answer, you've given us a good overview of what you need to do to determine what you can and should outsource. Is there anything else that you should bear in mind when determining what to outsource? Of course, there's always the tension between what to outsource and what you can do very well in-house, right?
Absolutely. One of the things that you talked about, it's often thought of as a cost decision. And, you know, that is the common thinking. Or another common thinking is, you know, for a non-core competency, something that you don't really have to be good at yourself. But we actually advocate that clients start with what is success critical and where are your gaps to be success critical. So once you sort of determine what's really important for your business to be a success, and if there's a capability that you don't particularly have, a really important factor is time to develop that capability. You may find yourself at a competitive disadvantage by trying to develop it internally because it just takes too much time to do it, where, you know, you can hire it now through an outsourced provider and, you know, be competitively advantaged right away.
What are the criteria for choosing an outsourced provider?
The criteria for choosing an outsourced provider, it's really a matter of understanding what is your need. So the obvious thing that a lot of companies go to is what is the technical need? And we propose the technical needs are just simply ante to the game. They get a provider on your selection set list. But to get the best provider for your situation, or, you know, what really would mean why you would choose one provider over another, is really, again, back to what's critical for success with this provider. So is it critical that they're local, or is it critical that they can expand with you, or is it critical that, you know, they are a good cultural fit with your company? You know, every situation obviously is different, but it's a matter of, you know, investing that time and effort up front to sort of design the ideal provider for the situation before you even begin sourcing it.
How important is cultural fit in an outsourcing relationship? I suppose it depends to a degree on what service is being provided.
Well, it does, but I would actually argue it's fundamentally important regardless of what you're hiring for, in the sense of when you think of what makes a company successful, it's the combination of what you do and integrate together to the ultimate service or product that you provide. And we like to think of hiring an outsourcer in the exact same way as hiring an employee. So what you can expect from the importance of chemistry and cultural fit in a employer-employee relationship, it works exactly the same way in terms of a client-outsourcer relationship. And so if you as your company deem that to be an important factor in the success of your company from your employees, you should equally deem that to be an important factor from your outsourcer.
How important is the size of the outsource provider? I would guess that there are lots of companies out there that are very big who could do just about anything you want done under the sun. But of course, when you have a very large supplier, there might be a power or size imbalance there.
Well, I'm generalizing here, of course, but a good rule of thumb that we advocate is that a provider should be the same general size range as your firm. And let me explain why that's important, in the sense that you have to go back to what is your particular goal with an outsourcer or any outsourcer. Your goal really is to have an interdependent partnership, because you want the power structure to be somewhat equal amongst each other. If a provider is much smaller than you and you're much more powerful than them, or you're much bigger than them, you may require a level of sophistication or scale that they just simply don't have. Or if they're much bigger than you, they may be in a situation where they have much bigger clients than you. You're not really high in their priority list, so your priorities aren't really their priority.
Of course, anyone going into an outsourced relationship probably wants to think long and hard about what it's going to cost them. Can you offer any suggestions on getting the right price for the service provided?
Absolutely. I like to think about it slightly differently as the right price, but reframing the question that I put to myself is, what is the right price structure for the situation? The best price that you can get is ultimately how you can manage or match the best price structure to your situation. And so most providers, and it doesn't matter what category of provider you're speaking of, but most outsourcers, they are generally prepared to contract their services in different ways. They may come out with one particular price model, but they're often prepared to, you know, replace an hourly price model with a fixed fee or with even a share of the wealth type of situation. So what's important is to look at what structure makes most sense for you. So if you're in a situation that you can make a longer term commitment with a provider, you can often get a better price because they may value a consistent revenue stream from you. Or if you're prepared to share in the cost savings or earnings opportunity that that provider helps you generate, you may not have to put as much upfront cost with that provider because you're rewarding them later. Or, you know, if you can accept, for example, longer lead times, or, you know, the work can be done in sort of off-peak times where a provider can give you their time on a marginally costed basis, you can enjoy benefits in that way. So what's really important in getting the right price is actually, believe it or not, to sit down with the outsourcer upfront and establish common financial goals and service goals from the relationship. And by doing that, you open up where each of you can come up with creative options to get yourself a better price.
Blair, earlier on in our conversation, you likened outsourced service providers to employees. And with employees, we can't just hire them and let them do their work. We actually have to manage that relationship. So what kind of relationship management must go on when you are working with an outsourced service provider?
The point that you made, Ian, about them thinking of them as an employee is bang on. What is a provider? A provider is simply a part of, extension of your management team or staff team or whatever services that you're incorporating into your business. It's really no different than an employee, other than the legal distinction of your employees, you own that function, and a provider, you don't necessarily own that function, but you contract that function. So if you agree with the premise that, you know, your business success is based on how you integrate all the parts into a whole, your provider is just simply one of those service parts as any employee. And so anything that you would be doing from a management point of view in ensuring the success of your company through your employees you should be doing the same with your provider. So if you have management meetings, your provider should be included in those management meetings. And sometimes it's hard for companies to get their head around, you know, disclosure of information and things, and that can all be resolved through confidentiality agreements, et cetera. But if you can accept the premise that, you know, these are just simply people that are working in your company, just don't happen to be employed by your company, you take the exact same requirements. So if you require monthly reports or weekly reports from internal departments, you should expect the exact same monthly reports and weekly reports from your provider. So it's really a matter of whatever you would normally invest in your employee or require from your employee, you should invest in and require from your providers.
Good companies evaluate their employees' performance regularly, so I guess you're suggesting that we should regularly evaluate the performance of our outsourced service providers, correct?
One of the things that we sort of advocate on that subject is it's not about annual reviews. We advocate monthly, quarterly coaching reviews because, you know, by the time at the end of the year, if you're doing an annual audit on the provider, it's too late. Any gains or accomplishments that you could have made that year, you're now waiting till next year. So we advocate for employees as well as providers that, you know, once a month, it's about a coaching review. How is the relationship going? You know, what does the provider need from us as much as what do we need from them? And that's the big important point that a lot of companies need to consider. It's sometimes companies, when you're hiring an outsourcer, you look at it much about, well, what am I getting from them? Well, it's the old adage of, you know, you're going to get out of something what you put into it. So the more that you invest your time, effort, management, coaching, whatever you would do with an employee, you need to do those same types of reviews and investments with your outsourcer.
So don't forget the care and feeding of your outsourced service provider.
Exactly.
Blair, thanks very much for joining the Business Coach Podcast.
My pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Blair Severn is President and Managing Partner of Azure Corporation in Newmarket, Ontario. That's it for another episode of the Business Coach Podcast. Be sure to check out other episodes, which you can download from BMO.com/coach, ProfitGuide.com, and iTunes. For other tools to help you build your business, visit the Small Business Resources section on BMO.com. Until next time, I'm Ian Portsmouth, the editor of Profit Magazine, wishing you continued success.